At the Democratic National Convention in Denver, New York's top politicians gather for 4 days of receptions, speechmaking, and hopefully, they say, political unity. Karen DeWitt has more.
Governor David Paterson addressed the delegation at the opening night reception. He urged them to unite around Barack Obama and tried to get the crowd fired up.
They call us to Denver to find a man who can lead this country, and we have found one. His name is Barack Obama.
The party was sponsored by Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver, who has retained his role as chair of the delegation. There was also much praise of Obama's choice for running mate, Senator Joe Biden. Silver says he counts himself as a longtime friend of Biden and believes he'll round out the ticket.
I compare it almost to John Kennedy and Lyndon Johnson becoming his vice president. He's been around. He knows the Senate. He knows the legislative process. He's chairman of Foreign Relations Committee. He has, tremendous experience.
But whether the crowd was too absorbed in finger foods and cocktails or just jet-lagged, the response was not overly enthusiastic for the Democratic nominee. Senator Hillary Clinton did not attend the New York delegation's party, and though there was no official mention of her by the party leaders, many did admit to disappointment that she was not the nominee, among them New York Congressman Charles Rangel, who was one of the first to urge Clinton to launch her career into elected office. But he says everyone must now move on.
This thing is bigger than Hillaryville and Obama. This is for the country, and I truly, with all my heart, believe it's for the world.
Rangel says Clinton has authorized him to tell her New York delegates that they are released from any obligation to her on the first round of voting on Tuesday, when her name will be put into nomination. Clinton will be addressing the delegation in a speech on Monday. Protesters were out in force Sunday as hundreds of anti-war demonstrators attempted to march along Denver's 16th Street pedestrian mall. New Yorkers who are members of Code Pink were held back by throngs of police. Organizer Dana Balicki says she hopes their message is getting out.
Our chant was, you know, yo, pay attention, this should be a peace convention. That's the critical issue. We need to continue to talk about ending the war, how to end the war, and how to make the United States a representative of peace in the international community.
Mark from Denver says he's seldom seen such a large police presence in his city, but he says so far they weren't intimidating anyone.
This is just a sign of legitimate force, you know. But when they, you know, and they've done that in the past, you know, unfortunately so, and that's a sad state of affairs in this country. But then again, when we've lived with George Bush for 8 years, what do we expect?
The Democratic delegates here are hoping to convey a similar message to inspire themselves and the nation. They think 8 years of Republicans in the White House is long enough, and now it's their turn. In Denver, I'm Karen DeWitt.